In this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayelechah, we have two stories about complaints. We start off with the Misoininim. It's a very strange Parsha because it doesn't actually tell us what they were complaining about. It just says, Vayihi ha'am kemisoininim rab aznei Hashem, that the nation was complaining something bad in the ears of Hashem, and Hashem sent a fire which burned some of them, and they cried out, and Hashem put out the fire. What were they complaining about? Rashi says, perhaps the difficulty of the journey that Hashem was pushing them to go quickly. They went faster than was physically possible to go because Hashem wanted to bring them straight into Eretz Yisrael, and they were complaining about the difficulty of the journey. It's a little bit hard for us to understand because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done everything to make it comfortable for them. They were kept shaded and the land was flat, and perhaps it was even like a moving sidewalk, depending on how we understand the Anane HaKavod. There was no cooking, there was no cleaning, there was no Tzar Gedol Banim, no Parnasa issues, no health issues. They had leaders like Moshe and Aaron and the Sari Mea and the Sari Alafim. So what exactly were they complaining about? Although perhaps if we take a step back and hear how we complain about things like air travel, for example, which has admittedly become very complicated and difficult, but if we look back 100, 200, 300 years and we realize still yet with all the issues that we may have with traveling, we really have to do appreciate the lives that we have. We have water from the tap and fire from the gas and a microwave oven and a dishwasher and a washing machine and a dryer and air conditioning and a car and cell phones and clothing that come from a store and don't have to be woven. So sometimes we have to take a step back and realize that we are complaining too. The Ramban says that stam, they are kvetching, like people who want to kvetch. There's always something we can complain about if we look hard enough. They left Har Sinai, and they were coming, which was closer to a Yishuv, and they were going into the Midbar HaGadol VaHanora. And they said, what are we going to do, and how are we going to live in this Midbar, and what are we going to eat, and what are we going to drink, and how are we going to manage this, and when are we going to get out of it? In other words, are we there yet? The Kli Yakar says, no, the Misoininim are really the Misavim, who come immediately afterwards. The Misavim, it does say what they were, what taiva they had. It says that they were complaining because they want meat. Although in the pasuk, when it's talking about it, it says v'hasafsof asher b'kirbay hisavu ta'ava. They wanted a desire. It doesn't specifically say they wanted meat. It just says immediately afterwards that they sat and they cried and they said, mi yachilenu basar, who's going to give us meat? They sat and they cried for meat, like literally cried because they didn't have meat. How are we meant to understand this about the Dor Dea? When do grown men cry? Perhaps they cry by a levaya or by a crushing disappointment, but have we ever seen a man crying for meat? And we're talking about the Dor Dea? And to make it even harder, Rashi says they actually had meat. They had tons of meat. They had to bring a carbon shlamim in order to eat it, but they certainly had meat if they wanted it. So what was their problem? And when they say Zacharnu as Hadaga, we remember the fish that we had chinam, that we had free in Mitzrayim. Rashi picks up on this also, and he says, what do you mean they had free fish in Mitzrayim? They didn't even have free straw in Mitzrayim. How could it be that the Mitzrayim were giving them fish? They were giving out food? And Rashi explains, chinam min ha-mitzvahs. Yes, it was free because they didn't have to do mitzvahs when they ate this fish. Rashi, in a few psukim later, is going to say that Hashem said to Moshe, whatever you give them is not going to be enough. It's not going to work. Because if you give them fat meat, they're going to say they wanted lean meat. If you give them from a deer, they're going to want from a goat. Whatever you give them, you want, you're going to give them fish and then meat. They're going to say we wanted meat and then fish. Because they don't really want meat. He's avu ta'ava. They're looking for a taiva. They're looking for something that they want. They're looking for a desire. Misoinen imra, they're looking for a complaint. V'chiloya yalehem basa, Rashi says, did they not have meat? Ela shemivakshim alila. They're just looking for something to complain about. This is one type of people that we meet up with in this parsha. And they were the asafsof, it says, and according to most mefarshim, that means it was the Eruv Rav who gets the rest of Klal Yisrael riled up. We need to contrast this with a totally different type of people that we speak about at the beginning of the Parsha. The first mitzvah of Parshas Vayelechah is the commandment for Aaron to light the menorah. The menorah has already been spoken about more than once. The Mefarshim ask, why are we talking about the menorah again now? Rashi asks, Lama nismacha parshas ha-menorah le-parshas ha-nesiyim? Why is the menorah connected to the parshas ha-nesiyim? And Rashi answers that when Aaron saw the Chanukos ha-nesiyim, we just had 90 psukim in last week's parsha dedicated to the nesiyim who are bringing their karbanos, and Aaron realizes he's not going to bring this karban together with the nesiyim. He despairs. How is it possible that I will not have a chance to bring this karban? It's not fair. I also want to be part of this. I also want to bring the wagons and the individual karbanas that each nasi brought. We are left out. Who are the nasiim who brought the karbanas? Who were these nasiim? And the Mefarshim say that the nasiim were the shaitrim who got hid in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, there were people who were appointed as overlords, and if Klal Yisrael didn't do their work, didn't finish their work, then they got hit. These shaitrim got hit instead of Klal Yisrael. They took the fall for the Yidden who didn't do the work. And because of that, they get to become the Nesiim, and they get to bring these Karbanos. Chol she'alav daita, he despairs. The Levim didn't do the work in Mitzrayim. They weren't part of it. So of course he's not going to be a Nasi. He's going to be something else. He's going to get a different job. Where is there room for a complaint here? It would be like Lahavdil, but somebody who's getting reparations from the Germans, and somebody else says, it's not fair, why are you getting reparations from the Germans? Well, you weren't there. Did you want to be there? Aaron certainly didn't want to have been hit in Mitzrayim. Maybe they were happy that Shevet Levi didn't have to do that by then. That's the reason that they're not part of the regular count of Nasiim. You weren't left out. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to take his complaint seriously, and he answers him and he says, I'm giving you the menorah, which the Ramban famously says that the menorah was not just any random mitzvah that Aaron had to do. It was a mitzvah that's going to have an eternal place in our history. It's not just the menorah of Aaron, it's the menorah of the Chashmonaim, which we continue to light till today. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to him, don't worry, your mitzvah is better than theirs. Yours is going to last forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to his complaint, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his complaint seriously, that it was a legitimate complaint, even though we're having a hard time seeing the legitimacy in it. To understand this and why Hashem answers him, we'll look at another story in Parshas Bahalaischa. We also have the Parsha of Pesach Sheni, an interesting situation where people who are Tamei Lameis, either because they were the ones that took care of the bodies of Nadav Avihu, or because they were the ones who were carrying the bones of Yosef. And the halacha in Pesach is that if a person is Tamei Lameis, they can't bring a Korban Pesach. And so they turn to Moshe and they ask him, Anachnu Tmeim L'Nefesh Adam, Lama Nigara, why should we be missing out on the mitzvah of doing Korban Pesach? It's not fair. It's a very new and interesting request. If somebody is chas v'shalom in the hospital and they can't make kiddush on Shabbos, it didn't work for them to make kiddush the Shabbos, could they then say, it's not fair that we missed out on making kiddush for Shabbos, so therefore we want to make kiddush on Tuesday? If you missed it and it wasn't your fault, then you missed it. If someone misses shofar, can he blow it on Tu B'Shvat? Why doesn't Moshe tell them, ha'oisek b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah? It's true. It's very sad that you weren't able to do Pesach, but you were being Isaac in a mitzvah, and next year you'll keep Pesach. Why doesn't he tell him, Avar zmanai batel karbanai? You know, the time has passed, and you can't bring the karban anymore. And it's okay. You're potter from it. You don't have to do it. Why does he even listen to them? Why does he even turn to a Kaddish Baruch Hu to ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu? And we see once again a Kaddish Baruch Hu takes their complaint seriously, and he tells them the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni, and he says, you're absolutely right. You shouldn't miss out. We see the prototype of two very different types of people, and it's a lesson for life. As human beings, we're always chasing. We're always missing something. Our neshamas are like a big vacuum cleaner, which is always trying to pull in something. And we feel this. We feel this lack in ourselves. And we could take it one of two ways. We could be like Aaron HaKohen, or like the people who were Tamei Lameis and wanted the Pesach Sheni, and spend their lives crying out, Lama Nigara, we want to do more. We want to do more mitzvahs. We want to do more chasadim. We want to give more tzedakah. We want more opportunities to be good. Or we can be the kind of people who chase the physical. either way, we won't have enough. Either way, we're going to continue to run. But if we're looking for meat, we'll never have enough meat and we'll never be happy. There'll always be something to complain about because that hole won't get filled. And if we're the kind of people who are chasing the spiritual, Ashreinu Matay Chalkeinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep on giving us and we'll keep on finding more and more and more opportunities to do mitzvah. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. The schar of a mitzvah is that it ignites in me the necessity and the desire that I want to do yet another mitzvah. Perhaps the source of this feeling of lack that the Mesayinim and Misafim have, as Mefarshim point out, is that this is the second of the Puranos, which happens immediately after they left Har Sinai. Ketinai kabarech mibeis ha-sefer. They were like a child running away from school, saying, don't give us more mitzvahs, chinam. The fish that we ate in Mitzrayim, chinam min ha-mitzvahs. These were people who were looking to get away from the spiritual, chasing the physical. And of course they complained, and of course they cried, and it didn't matter that they had the meat, and it didn't matter what they had, because they weren't looking for meat per se. It was an emptiness inside of them that they were trying to chase. And we have to be like the kind of people who are chasing, who are trying to fill the hole that we have inside of us with more ruchnias and more mitzvahs and more Torah.